come to the park with us?
Oh, not this afternoon, Jody. Sister's taking you.
Then I won't go.
I thought you wanted to go.
Not with three girls.
Three?
Buffy, Sissy, and her.
Mrs. Beasley is not a girl. She's a grown-up lady.
Girls and ladies are almost alike. Please, Mr. French.
I'm sorry, Jody, but we must finish our waxing and polishing. Tell me, would you feel better about it if the odds were whittled down to, say, two girls to one boy?
I guess so.
Buffy, would Mrs. Beasley give us the pleasure of her company here?
You really want her to stay with you?
Oh, we'd be delighted.
All right.
Okay, let's go. Come on. Come on, Jody.
Better?
I'll walk ahead of him.
Let's stand back.
Mrs. Beasley.
Davis, wearing that big weekend smile, right?
Oh, yeah. I got nothing to do for 2 days but sleep and play golf and do a little mild socializing.
Oh, Davis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Nelson. Yeah, how are you?
Correct. I occupy the garage space next to yours.
That's right. You got that low gray job.
It's gray except where your car door has put blue paint chips.
Well, it works both ways, doesn't it? My car's turning gray.
Well, I don't like to be unreasonable, but I do take pride in my car. And 27 blue paint chips.
27? You counted? No, nobody counts.
Statistics are my business.
Oh, I see. Well, now, look, Mr. Nelson, those spaces are kind of narrow, and I'd say we kind of traded even, wouldn't you?
Well, I've just been talking to the apartment manager, and I told him I think you should move your space.
Another possibility, you could move yours.
Is that your last word?
No, it's my first thought.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, sir. I'm afraid there's been an accident, sir.
Oh, one of the kids?
Oh, no, sir, no, sir. Mrs. Beasley.
French, will you not... French, don't do that to me, will you? What about Mrs. Beasley?
Oh, sir, I inadvertently brushed her off the terrace, and when I went to look for her, she disappeared. I looked everywhere down below, but I couldn't find her, sir.
Buffy know about it?
No, sir, she's in the park, but she left Mrs. Beasley in my care, sir.
Well, let's just hope that Mrs. Beasley turns up safe and sound. Did you tell Scotty?
Yes, sir. He promised to pass the word along to the other tenants.
Okay. Now, if you don't find the right Mrs. Beasley, then you can go to the store of Buffy and buy her another one, okay?
But Mrs. Beasley is rather special, sir.
French, I came into this building in a mood of relaxed and glowing optimism, and I'm going to hang on to it in spite of blue paint chips and disappearing dolls. Hello. This is Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis, the accused paint chipper? May I speak to the garage manager, please? Nelson?
Yes?
I'm Bill Davis. Is your husband home?
Yes, he is. Won't you come in?
Oh. Thank you.
This is the gentleman who's repainting our car, dear, blow by blow.
I just wanted you to know that I called the garage manager.
And you're going to move your space?
Well, I'm willing to move, but I find out that the only garage space that's open is over at the East Side Garage, and that's 4 blocks away. Now, I want to be a nice guy, but I'm no saint either.
Why don't you flip a coin?
I'll go for that.
Statistically, the odds against my winning such...
George, take a chance.
All right. Here's a quarter.
Go ahead, toss it. I'll call. Heads.
It's tails.
Okay, I move. Not till after the weekend.
No hard feelings.
No, no, the walk will do me good.
Mommy, I decided Effie Boot should sleep in my bed.
Oh, all right, dear. This is our daughter, Melissa. Melissa, this is Mr. Davis.
Hi. Effie Boot is my new doll. My daddy just brought her home.
Oh, she sure is unusual, isn't she? Is she new?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a kid in the building's got one just like it. I was lucky to find it.
Do you have any more?
No, just that one.
Well, nice to have met you.
Goodbye.
I'm glad you're such a good loser.
Well, I just hope whoever moves into my space has got a paint job that harmonizes with your gray and my blue. Maybe she found a new home.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Well, the Nelson girl's got a new doll by the name of Effie Boots. She just got it today.
Mrs. Beasley, sir?
There's a very, very strong family resemblance. Well, I suppose there's hundreds of Mrs. Beasleys in the world.
Oh, that seems hardly probable, sir.
Well, we can't go around accusing anybody. We've got proof, so in the meantime...
In the meantime, sir?
We better tell Buffy the truth.
Yes.
How's the park?
Oh, they had a wonderful time.
I met a kid who could hold his breath until he turns blue.
That ought to come in handy.
I'm going to go and practice. Come on, sister. I picked these.
You're not supposed to pick things in the park, honey.
Sissy said it's okay to pick weeds. I brought them for Mrs. Beasley.
Buffy, Mrs. Beasley isn't here.
Where is she?
Well, we're not sure. See, she kind of slipped off the terrace and she's sort of disappeared.
Buffy, we haven't been able to locate her as yet, but of course we are still searching.
Sure. She's just temporarily misplaced, that's all. You understand?
People you love always go away. I know.
Oh, no, honey. She'll be back. She'll probably turn up before dinner. Now, in the meantime, why don't you and French go out and buy another doll, huh? Just to fill in, okay?
Okay.
About Mrs. Beasley.
Well, honey, there's not much we can do except just wait and hope she turns up. If she doesn't, why, Buffy's gonna have to get herself another doll.
Well, it just isn't that easy, Uncle Bill. Mrs. Beasley isn't just a doll to Buffy.
Well, honey, I know she's attached to her, but she is a doll.
No, Uncle Bill. When we lost Mother and Dad, we were sent to live in three different places. Mrs. Beasley was the only friend Buffy had.
I know.
All those nights when Buffy woke up from a bad dream and she wanted to call the mother, daddy, or me, she couldn't. We weren't there. So she reached out to the only person she had left, Mrs. Beasley. She's not just a doll, Uncle Bill.
Why, there's nothing I'd like better in the world than to find her and bring her back to Buffy. But what can I do, huh?
What kind of a doll would you like?
Buffy?
Whatever you say, Mr. French.
Buffy, can't you tell the lady what it is you like about Mrs. Beasley?
I dislike her because she's Mrs. Beasley.
And you're looking for a doll to take her place?
Nobody could do that.
Of course not, Buffy, but while we're awaiting Mrs. Beasley's safe return, which of these dolls would you like?
Mr. French, would it be all right if I wait for Mrs. Beasley to help me decide?
Of course. Come, Buffy.
Well, about that time already. I'm going to go to bed myself pretty soon. I got a big golf game tomorrow.
When are you going to teach me how to play golf?
I think I better learn how myself first.
Good night.
Good night.
Jody?
Yes?
You know, it's gonna be awfully lonely sleeping without Mrs. Beasley.
I know.
Good night, Jody.
Good night, Buff. My churro tonight?
No, thanks.
Buffy, are you awake?
Sort of.
Can't you go to sleep?
Uh-uh.
Neither can I. Would you mind if I came over with you for a while?
If you want to.
A day to do nothing. Why don't you go over the park with French and he'll take you to the zoo?
Thanks, but I'll just stay here.
I thought you liked the zoo.
Somebody has to be here when Mrs. Beasley gets back.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Oh, shouldn't you be leaving for your golf game, sir?
No. Call Mike at the club and tell him to go ahead with the others. I'm going to be tied up.
Yes, sir. The
Beasley matter, sir?
I want to have another little talk with the Nelsons.
Hi.
Hi. Can I talk to you, man?
Sure, come on in.
Thank you.
Change your mind about moving?
No, the deal's a deal.
Mr. Davis.
Hello, Miss Nelson. Look, I don't know exactly how to say this, but I've been thinking about that doll that you brought home for your little girl yesterday.
Effie Boots?
Yeah. Would you mind telling me where you got it?
Well, Mr. Nelson bought it because it looks so much like your little girl's.
Well, now, see, that's just the point. Did you buy it, or did you maybe find it someplace?
Hey, what is this?
Well, now, my little girl's got a doll exactly like that one, and it fell off our terrace about the same time you'd be getting home.
Are you suggesting that I picked up your niece's doll?
There's a remarkable resemblance.
Come to think of it, the doll wasn't wrapped when Melissa took it out of your briefcase. George, you did buy it.
Of course I bought it. From a man on a street corner. Look, I may be hard to get along with about blue paint chips, but do I look like the kind of a man who'd go around picking up little girls' dolls?
Your niece would certainly know her own doll.
Certainly she would, no doubt about it.
Then why don't you bring her up to see it?
Clara! Whose side are you on? You're putting me on trial.
An innocent man should be cleared.
I'll go get Buffy.
She's nice. What's her name?
Effie Boots.
Buffy? Couldn't that be Mrs. Beasley?
Oh, no, Uncle Bill. She's not anything like Mrs. Beasley.
I would call that complete vindication.
Okay, Buffy. Maybe you and Melissa can get together for a little tea party or something.
When Mrs. Beasley gets back.
Uh-huh. What can I say? Doll looks so much like Mrs. Beasley, I guess I'm getting desperate.
Forget it. You two had such a good case against me, I was beginning to suspect myself.
I hope you find Mrs. Beasley.
Strange request. I'm trying to find this doll. She's Well, thanks for letting me look around, Diane. I know the maid said it didn't land here, but then you never can tell.
Bill, aren't you taking this a little too seriously? You know, any child's upset when they lose a favorite toy, but, well, maybe if you give her a little time, she'll get over it.
Well, that's very reassuring to you and to me, but it's not much for a 6-year-old to hang on to in the dark.
It's not.
Oh, such a little thing she wants, French. Plain, old, inexpensive doll, and I can't give it to her. Well, Mrs. Beasley started at point A. She never got to point B. So where did she go?
Excuse me, sir.
Good afternoon. Miss Pendleton was wondering, has Mr. Davis found the doll yet?
Not yet, I'm afraid. No. May I?
Oh, thank you, Mr. French. Very kind of you.
Not
even emptying a wastebasket. You're every inch a gentleman.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment. Excuse me.
My, I didn't know you had such a good view of my terrace from here. I'm going to have to be more careful.
Good evening. May I take your stove, Miss Pendleton?
Oh, no, thank you. It's a little cool. I think I'll keep it here.
Buffy in bed?
Yes, son. Apparently asleep. Excuse me, sir.
Well, I'm sorry I've been such a wet blanket tonight.
That's all right. Dinner was lovely. You know, when a man isn't in a dancing mood, he's not in a dancing mood. You know, it's nice here. It's quiet and peaceful. Except it's a little cool. I think I'd like my stove. Bill, my purse.
Hey, now the purse landed on the terrace. Why didn't Mrs. Beasley?
They slid down the umbrella and landed right there.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Beasley should have done the same thing unless you moved that. Did you move that umbrella?
No. Everything's exactly the same as yesterday. Except...
Except what?
Except yesterday, the basket for my clippings was sitting right there.
Come on. We've got some. Oh, excuse us.
Help yourself. I got no monopoly.
Thank you. Say, did you happen to come across a doll? It's about that big with a blue polka dot dress. It's got a kind of a funny-looking, sad smile on it.
If you want dolls, your best bet is the West Side. A lot of dolls in that trash. You folks on a scavenger hunt?
No, this is very important.
That's life. You'd be surprised the people I meet. Everybody has his approach.
What? No, it's an old sweater.
I'm not that choosy.
There she is.
I'm none the worse for wear.
Mrs. Beasley, am I glad to see you. Now, look at her. You got to admire her courage, don't you? Still smiling after all she's been through. Thank you, sir. It's all yours.
Come back anytime. Competition is the lifeblood of free enterprise.
Hi.
Hi. I just had a dream. I dreamed Mrs. Beasley came back.
Well, dreams come true sometimes, you know.
Mrs. Beasley, where have you been?
She'll tell you all about it in the morning. Now you two go to sleep, huh?
We will, Uncle Bill. Good night.
Good night. Hey, you know what?
What?
All of a sudden, I feel like going dancing.
Well, so do I.
What are you doing up?
My turtle's gone. I woke up and he's gone. We gotta find him, Uncle Bill. We just got to.
Come and find him, Uncle Bill.
Sure.